bet is magic.
And it's complete for the touchdown. For Bet, the rookie from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giants Stadium.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Krabet and Robbie Sabo. And welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast with number 80, Mr. Wayne Krabet. The perfect man to have on the live YouTube Jet stratosphere after the signing of Mike Williams. Wayne, what do you think of big old Mike Williams?
I think he's a very good receiver, young guy, the kind of size we need outside, you know, if you got Garrett and Gibson inside. But it's amazing where we're at today than where we were last week, kind of knocking him a little bit for not doing much. But
yeah.
In the last week, we essentially signed four starters. Not, you know, four guys that are going to come in from day one and be starters. And that's rare. Now, you know, we can do whatever we want come 10th pick in the draft.
And that's such a key, right? Like, if you enter the draft being as flexible as possible, not being painted into a corner for a position, that's the best weapon, because other teams are guessing where you're going to maneuver, and they don't know. And with Mike Williams, man, it really completes the puzzle. That's right. I mean, not until Tyron Smith, everyone was just lambasting Joe Douglas.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, what a difference a week makes.
Yeah. Now it's like, you know, Joe for president and that, and all the people that got really excited. And we told them, listen, that wasn't how Joe does it. He didn't come out firing in the first 24, 48 hours. And now you get players like this that want to come, want to play for Coach Sala, you know, want to be, you know, Rodgers throwing the ball, want to be blocking for Rodgers. Up front now, I think we go from a bottom third closer to a top third as far as, you know, starting offensive line.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll get into that in terms of, I think they're going to change schemes, not change schemes, but do a lot more power running. Like back in the Rex days, a lot more, powers, counters, traps, anything where you can get Simpson pulling and kicking out. But Mike Williams here, 6'4", the number 6'4", 218. He is 29 years old. Is he 29 already? Jeez, I thought he was 27 or 28. Seventh overall pick in 2017. Remember, he's a top flight talent. And the way I kind of look at it, he's the perfect complement to Garrett Wilson, that big body outside high point red zone guy. And also, when you have an elite quarterback, these types of guys, he kind of reminds me of Keyshawn a little bit, you know, not crazy fast possession guy. Those types of guys get so much better when you have an accurate quarterback because they could place it in the right spots.
Yeah. The knock on him, you know, every comment, this people, stupid people go on there and they're going to judge and critique everything, and the guy hasn't played it down for us, is injuries. Yeah, he's had some injuries. He hasn't finished seasons, but you know, he hasn't been in this situation before. I know Keenan Allen was out some games and he had to be the number one, but I played him in fantasy a bunch, and he will come down with a 2-touchdown game every now and then.
He was streaky.
Yeah, he's very streaky. Yeah, that was the thing. If Keenan's out, start Mike Williams. Look at that. Yeah. So Chargers, how do you feel if you're Justin Herbert? You lost Keenan and you lost Mike Williams.
Yeah, they have Palmer and Quentin Johnston, the rookie from last year. And I can understand letting Mike Williams go because Quentin Johnston's kind of the same prototype. And, you know, he's a top pick last year, but losing both those guys are rough. I mean, I'd expect them to absolutely take a receiver with their pick.
Yeah. So here we go. Like all the, mock drafts and stuff like that, you know, obviously penciled in for the kid from Oregon State or Penn State linemen. Now we heard whispers months ago when we needed a lineman, they're saying, oh, if Brock Bowers is there, if this receiver is there. And now it's an option if we need that to have a third guy in there with Garrett and Mike Williams. Yep. Is that a possibility? They're mentioning maybe trading up for Marvin Harrison.
Oh, dude, you read my mind. So look at this. I typed it in New York Jets mock draft. By the way, shout out Jets X Factor showing up with the big boys, NFL.com right, Bleacher nice. Report. But Jeremiah put out his latest mock this morning, and he has the Jets trading up for Marvin Harrison. I didn't see what he gave up or what he said the Jets gave up. I think it was just a second rounder, which I feel like it would have to be more in the top 10. Yeah. But regardless, Wayne, is there any world where you do this if you have to give up the first round next year?
Well, will the kid from Washington, neighbors, would is there that big of a drop off? I don't think there's that big of a drop off from Harrison. Actually, I think some of them have one of them before Harrison.
Yeah, Chris Sims put out
10, you know.
Yep, Chris Sims put out a ranking where he had Neighbors and both LSU guys, Neighbors and Brian Thomas, in tier one, and then Harrison right below them. So everyone's going to copy Chris Sims now. But
what do you have under? Scroll up a little bit. Who do they have receivers? You have Harrison, and then who?
That's it. Receiver. So the first four with Jeremiah's picks are Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and McCarthy. He has Minnesota trading up to four for McCarthy. And then number five, just trading up to snag Harrison. And then Neighbors going to the Giants at six.
All right. Who do they have at 8 and 9 here?
Alt to Tennessee at 7. Dallas Turner, the first edge. Is that the first defensive player? Yeah, first defensive player, I think. At 8 to Atlanta, and then Roma Dunze, Washington to Chicago at 9. Wow. So those are the top three, really. Harrison, Neighbors, Adunze, and then who's 4? Brian Williams. Let's see. Fuaga at 10, where the Jets would have been. And speaking of the Chargers, that's who Jeremiah has the Jets trading up with, the Chargers at 5.
Wow, they got work to do, though, man. Here's the Bowers kid.
Yep, there's the Bowers at 12. Where the hell was he going here? Denver. I kind of think he's going to drop a little. Not crazy, but a little, because tight end is so deep. Last year's tight ends dropped a little bit. Kincaid, Mayer, Laporta, and Laporta is a stud.
That kid's supposed to be like generational, this Bowers kid.
He is. That's what people are saying. I think the problem is the blocking aspect of it. It's so much harder for tight ends and linemen to go from college to the NFL. That's the part of it that's going to be tough.
Like I said, it's good. We have options.
There's plenty of options. And where the hell does he have Brian Thomas going? There we go. The fourth receiver, pick 23, Brian Thomas to Arizona, number 23.
All so right, trade back, you get another pick.
Yes, that is still my number one best case scenario is a trade back. As enticing as Harrison is, I think a trade back is the top option.
Gotcha. Here we go. Jetpack 615. What's up, Wayne? Salute and respect to the GOAT. Thank you. Appreciate it. New York Jets super fan. Everyone's excited. Theus Simon. What a great signing for the Jets. What a great signing. Move up for Harrison. Dakota J only up from here. Listen, we went through this last year, the anticipation, but last year kind of depended on one guy. The guy, the main guy, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We do have a backup now, just in case we're saying we do have a plan B. But, based on what we have already and didn't have the draft yet and guys come in the camp that you didn't know what they were, end up being something. I like where we are this year as compared to last year.
Yeah, and Wayne, think about the Aaron Rodgers factor. Tyron Smith signs, mentions Rodgers as a reason he came. Is Tyron Smith and Mike Williams here without Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's not there for Zach Wilson. Did he get
exactly? Exactly. So I think Rodgers deserves a little more credit than he's getting right now.
So Zach is officially still on the Jets.
Yes.
Is he still on the depth chart? I'm just curious.
You know what? That's the so the official Jets website doesn't update the depth chart in the offseason. Let's check it out though, just in case.
Okay, I'm just curious because that would be terrible.
On independent sites, they update it and Wilson's still there, but let's check out the official Jets website. Let's see if they update it. Nah, they don't even have a page. It just says the first unofficial depth chart for the 2024 season will be released in August.
Okay. Mike says Garrett and Mike Williams, it's probably the fourth or fifth time having two guys who compliment each other. It's been rare on our history. So I would think Maynard and Sauer, Toon and Walker.
You and Keyshawn.
Me and Key.
And honestly, comparison with you and Keyshawn is pretty good because Garrett could play slot.
And then there was Decker and Marshall.
Decker and Marshall, yep.
But nobody had three, like me, Tana, and Lavernius.
Yeah, that might have been the top. You had Santonio and Braylon Edwards with Rex at one point.
You could have put me, Key, and Dedrick Ward in there. People don't talk about him, but
Dedrick was the slot, yeah. Or not the slot, the third guy.
He was a deep threat. I've seen, you know, every now and then people post videos, and you get a Dedrick Ward sighting every now and then.
Yep. In the 80s, what was it? Toon, Wesley Walker was near the end. Toon and Wesley.
Yeah.
The next move here, Jadeveon Clowney is visiting the Jets tomorrow. How do you feel about Jadeveon? Tons of talent. He turns it on and off at times.
He's a hired gun. At this point, it's going to be hired guns to bring this home. And he's one of those guys. You know, he comes in, like you said, he could just take over a game. I'm not saying if he wants to. I know he has some injuries and stuff like that. But if he wants to, he could dominate a game. Dude, every now and then the biggest hits of the, college or NFL, that hit he put on that kid from Michigan when he knocked his helmet off.
It was insane.
I still watch this and I'm like, you couldn't have timed it any better, but that's one of the most vicious things I've ever seen.
I'm going to bring that up while you look at the comments.
Yeah. Show my wife that, and it's just like, she don't want to see it because, you know, Kate's still playing football. It's like, I don't want to see him get hit like that. I'm like, oh, I got hit by that. You watched it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was in a bowl. It was in the Outback Bowl against Michigan. Here it is.
Pressure. Penalty just dives in, hits the defender. The ball.
He picked the ball up with one hand.
It might be lagging for everyone out there. So if it's lagging, just look it up on your own in a different tab. But
yeah, we'll play and then it one more time. Palm the ball one hand.
I mean, jeez. The dude's a freak. And if you look at the depth chart, they kind of do need another edge guy. And Clowney could play every position on the D-line. He could even play on the inside.
What would it cost us? It's, you know, these are 1 year deals that are very incentive laden.
Yeah.
You know, if you do it on, percentage of plays or, you know, win loss or whatever, you know, this, you can sign a ton of guys like this.
Mosley saved the Jets. Mosley restructuring that deal freed up so much cap space, and it freed up so much cap space that fans are even on the Huff train again. Bryce Huff. Oh man, we could have kept Huff. That's how much cap space it freed up. Yeah. So a lot of credit goes to CJ.
This is funny. Fatigue Z. I started reading that first sentence and I'm like, all right, is this like getting trolled? Mm-hmm. It says from no holes filled to most holes filled. I'm like, what is that?
Hey, Fatigue Z.
Okay. We're talking about spots on the depth chart.
Yeah. Hey, Fatigue Z, if you did that, like a sly fox really intelligently, kudos. If it was an accident, it's a happy accident.
Yeah. You know, at this point, if there's a guy you can't pass on at 10, you take him. Something tells me that Joe Douglas is going to figure something out and it's going to benefit us even more. And, you know, and we're going to talk good about him and everything he's done. And everyone's going to say, well, Zach Wilson, listen, they're always going to go back to that. But that, like I said, we talked about the Sam Darnold, the Jamal Adams trade, guys he's picked up off the street. That guy is doing a very good job. The results haven't been there. Not that last year was a mulligan, but yeah, you got to be happy that this guy's our GM.
And also, yes, there's a lot of quarterbacks that it works out when they sit for a few years.
Yeah.
But Douglas could have drafted Wilson knowing this new system where if it doesn't work out, you could move on quickly and not get crushed because of the new slotted system where these top 10 picks don't get paid like crazy money like they used to. So if that's the case, yeah, you still got to ding them for the bus, but it's worked out with Aaron Rodgers. And Wayne, here's the question. I'll put you on the spot. If they get Bakhtiari, if they sign Bakhtiari and Clowney, would you go receiver at 10 over an offensive tackle?
Yeah, I mean, Bakhtiari, I mean, I would have, even if we don't get Bakhtiari, I'm considering, offensive weapon at 10.
See, right now, they have Carter Warren and Max Mitchell. They need that third tackle. And on the inside, they have Wes Schweitzer. They kind of still need an interior guy or two. They could still bring McGovern back.
Yeah, but there'll be guys who aren't signed yet that are going to fill in the holes that are inexpensive or young. You don't want someone coming off an injury. But like I said, just having options, people are saying, you know, the hate on Mike Williams, it's just people who just want the Jets to fail.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Jet fans are skeptical because we need to be skeptical because every year it's something happens. But people are going to hate on everything the Jets sign just because they don't want the Jets to do good. They don't like Jet fans. They don't, you know, the loyalty we have. So, let them complain about Bakhtiari and Mike Williams and, you know, Aaron's hurt, 40 years old. They can complain all they want. I don't care about that.
There will always be guys out there. Look at this. Nicholas Joseph, do you think MC, Michael Carter, or Reed gets extended this offseason? I believe that would be ultimate cherry on top. I don't know about Reed. Reed would be a tough one. Michael Carter, I think there's a great possibility because what is he entering his last year of the contract? And to me, he's a top three slot corner in a league.
Right. Is that amazing that slot corner is a thing?
Oh,
that definitely wasn't a thing when I played, and slot receiver wasn't a thing really at that point, you know, in the mid to late 90s. That, you know, I remember Ted Cottrell, who came to coach us, was at Buffalo. He said he drafted Antoine Winfield just to cover me and whoever else twice a year in the slot.
No,
and that's a thing now.
Like Edelman and Amendola called you the Godfather. I mean, it really was a specialty package up until mid 2000s, I'd say, you know.
Let me ask you this. Is Corey Davis going to get reinstated? Is he an option?
I don't know where it currently stands, but I do know the latest report is that he's applying for reinstatement. And if he does, suddenly they're five deep. You know, they got Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Xavier Gibson, Lazard, and Corey Davis. And then Brownlee as a sixth.
Jeez. So and then you got the young tight ends.
Yep, Conklin and Rucker. So again, like you said, man, in this draft upcoming, especially if they get Bakhtiari and Clowney, anything's on the table.
Now, what about a second tight end behind Conklin?
It's Rucker.
Yeah, but he is no experience and obviously he hasn't shown enough if he hasn't really hit the field.
More of a blocking guy too.
Yeah.
They do need a number two vertical guy with Conklin for sure. And I know fans are going to scream Bowers right now, but I mean, listen, here we go.
We're getting
Jay Mason. If we can get Bowers, we could keep Conklin at number two and move Jeremy to fullback. I mean, you got Bowden still too, to play fullback, but I think you'd keep both. If you took Bowers, I think you'd keep both Bowden and Rucker. And there's your four right there. You want to have four tight ends and fullbacks combined.
What about the kid from Pitt?
Is he? You know what? We haven't talked about that. He's the number two right now.
Yeah.
And there are guys out there right now. Zeke is still out there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is still out there. Let's see. Dobbins, is Dobbins still out there too?
Isn't he coming off a big injury?
Huge, yeah. Achilles. His other Achilles, I believe. So that would be a gamble, but it wouldn't cost a lot. Deontay Foreman's out there. Let me share my screen here. I mean, there's guys out there. So running back, you got Bakhtiari, you got third left tackle, another edge, and then number two running back or number three running back, I think is the pecking order right now. Yeah, Dobbins, right. Boston Scott, Damian Harris, Cam Akers, Zeke, CEH, Dante Foreman. And with Breece, it's kind of interesting where a lot of guys could contrast with Breece because Breece is power and speed.
Some options, so, dude.
What's that?
I said there's some good options.
There's some good options. Knowing Douglas, though, he'll take a running back in the fifth or sixth round, most likely.
Listen, you got to find the depth. You know, and that's the key, dealing with injuries and stuff like that. But like I said, you know, we're a week later and a lot of smiles, a lot of positivity and a lot of, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like overreact because that people overreacted so bad last week or the first 48 hours. We didn't do nothing.
Gotta keep the faith. Gotta keep
who
the faith.
Who's won free agency more than us right now?
Nobody.
Eagles
have done a good job, but the Jets in terms of, and it's not just the guys they got. The Jets identified their problems. Like they would get pushed around in the trenches and inside on defense when against the run. And they said, no, we're going to get big guys. Forget just talent. We're going to get big dudes. Tyron's huge. Simpson's big. Moses is big. Leakey. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. The D tackle Leakey. Big dude who's a two gapper, who's a 3-4 nose tackle, basically. Right. So kudos to them for not being stubborn with the scheme either.
Think about, and we haven't even mentioned that the kid we get, the Kinlaw guy.
Ben Kinlaw, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything we're talking about is on the offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the biggest holes are, but yeah.
New York Jets super fan says, yeah, a lot of teams play 4-2-5 as their base defense now. Yeah, dude. Nickel and 11 personnel are the base in the NFL these days. Yeah. Three receivers, three corners.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm excited, man. What are the comments do we have? Oh, Eagles and Texans have done some nice work.
Except for the uniforms. The Texans uniforms are hideous. Did you see those
yet? New ones?
Yeah.
Aren't we getting new ones?
Oh, we're going back to the, oh, dude, we're going back to your originals, the 80s, the ones they wore a couple games this year.
Before, with the thin numbers?
It's the green helmet with the old school 80 logo.
Oh, the Kelly green?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not Kelly green, but
well,
it's the same.
It's the new green, but it's, let me see if I can find a picture. It's the new green, but let me show you. They were so much better. They only wore them twice last year, I believe. I think against the Bills in week one and then the Chiefs in week four.
Yeah.
It's no comparison between these and the crap they've been wearing for the past 5 years. Right.
Every five years they can change it, right? Oh, okay. There it is.
You see it? These are the, So it's not the same exact color green, but it's the 80s logo.
Gotcha.
Now, I heard your dog just shaking up. What is she wet right now?
No, I gave her peanut butter on her.
She licking her nose?
Yeah.
good girl.
Makai is cooked. He is free agent or he's not under contract with us, right?
Yeah, where'd he go? Tennessee, was it?
Did he go?
I can't remember. Let's see. Might have just been a rumor.
Why sign a 30-year-old coming off ACL injury, just draft Brian Thomas Jr., LSU?
Who are you talking about? Mike Williams?
Yeah, you know, we'll draft a 6'4", you know, guy with 4.3 speed. No, you don't need to do that. Mike Williams has to come in and do his one job. It's incentive laden. But that's the thing. Breece Hall's coming off Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Or this guy's coming off a knee. Guys are going to have injuries who are 30 years old in the league. You can't just say, oh, they're used goods. No, I mean, like people are like, why would you sign them? It's 1 year incentive laden. Why would you not sign guys like that? I don't know why people.
It's the best situation. It's the best situation for the Tyron Smith deal. Like he needs to get a multi-year deal. So I think the reports, they're probably true. The Jets are surprised he accepted the deal. Maybe it's the Aaron Rodgers factor. It scares me that he couldn't get a multi-year deal anywhere else. Like, are teams that afraid of him? I don't get it.
Mike Williams?
No, Tyron Smith.
Oh, yeah. Nah, dude. Guy just needs to backpedal, and he's so freaking long and strong. He just needs to hold on for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Rivka says
no sacks, no penalties. Come on.
Yeah. Rivka says Mekhi is still a free agent. Yeah. Bengals was the team. I said Titans before. Bengals was the team I heard about. Might have just been a rumor.
Who's the left guard? Where's Vera Tucker playing?
Vera Tucker's at right guard. Left guard's going to be Simpson. Center, Tippmann. And then right tackle is Moses.
All right. Just, and then you know what's good? You got veterans in there that can kind of like gel, be cohesive a little bit more than having a couple guys and throwing in a kid right out of college, one of these tackles, you know what I mean? Especially if you're a tackle. Guard can get away with a little bit. Left tackle, it's kind of like on-the-job training. So having veterans definitely can gel a lot better.
Yeah, Rivka asks, Robbie and Wayne, have you watched Bowers? I don't understand why you'd spend a first-round pick on a guy who made a living taking flat routes and screens. So when watching, I mean, I haven't watched much, just a little bit on him in terms of the film.
Yeah.
When watching the film, you got to think beyond the college system and the college scheme and the plays that were called for college defenses. You got to see what his capabilities are beyond that and how it fits in the NFL. Rivka knows this already. I'm talking to everyone else. So that's where people see the projection for him. But I just don't like him that early because tight end's so deep, and I think he's going to struggle in line with the blocking, especially with the Jets going to more of a power running scheme.
No, I don't. I think he's, you know, by far the best at the position, but not a necessity. Interesting. We're talking all about Garrett and Mike Williams, Gibson, maybe bringing back Corey Davis. What is the deal with Lazard? If he could actually show up and play like he has with Rodgers in the past, he's the third guy, not Gibson.
Yep.
Him and Williams on the outside and Garrett in the inside?
You'd have Garrett on the inside and then two big dudes on the outside, Lazard and Mike Williams. Yeah. And if you want to get Xavier in there, put Xavier in the slot, kick Lazard off the field, and put Garrett on the outside. So there's a lot of versatility.
And Conklin could play, man. He made some big plays last year.
Conklin could play. He absolutely can.
Wow.
It'll be interesting, man. Nania pointed this out to me last year in one of the documentaries, because he's all over it. Sometimes I don't watch all the documentaries the Jets release, but Michael Mayer, the Notre Dame tight end, was high on one of their lists. Like the camera didn't zoom in, but people caught it during the draft on one of their draft lists. And the Notre Dame tight end, Michael Mayer, was higher on their list. He's not a vertical guy. He's more of a balanced, better blocker type guy who could possession type tight end. So you never know. Maybe they're secretly clamoring over tight end. It makes sense from a vertical threat, like receiving game perspective, but does he fit in line is the question. Yeah. I don't know.
There might be some guys, some teams that need an offensive tackle now, and we don't, that will want to trade up to 10 to get one of those two guys, young offensive tackles or a guy like Bowers. Good comment here. DeMar Z45, they re-signed Greg DeLeg and Morstead.
Yes.
Huge signings. Because kickers and punters, especially kickers that you can rely on, listen, you guys play 20 years because guys bounce around because use guys can't stick because they just can't be consistent.
Oh yeah.
So those two guys is that's a big thing you don't have to worry about. You know, you're set with those two guys coming in. That's a big
especially big, you remember the field goal kickers before Zuerlein? It was one guy after another, man.
Yeah. Real Kabord, yeah. Lazard has a chance to be more effective as the number four or five. Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, being a two, you know, maybe that just wasn't him. You know what I mean? When you go out there and, like, people forget about you, this and that, next thing you know, you're catching passes and touchdowns and, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like no one expects anything. Coming in this year, like, all right, we need – you know, we need 65 for 1,110 touchdowns. Going in this year, they're going to be like, well, let's hope he, you know, is worth the contract. So, yeah, Lazard's in a good position.
And this is the way I look at it. Guys who are not crazy explosive, who are not the Garrett Wilsons, the Xavier Gibsons. We're talking about the Mike Williams Lazards, the possession red zone guy. They get so much better with a great QB because the QB could place it exactly where he wants it. And that's right. Where the possession receivers shine. So that's why Lazard is so much better, obviously, with an elite guy like Rodgers.
It's funny. Eagle Fang, I met John Hall a long time ago in Florida. John Hall, you know, I always say kickers. John Hall is the toughest kicker that I ever met. He was a tough dude, man. Like, he would kick it and sprint down. He wasn't like a, you know, safety valve. He was getting in the muck, man. I love John Hall. I have not seen him in 25 years, whatever it is.
What's he doing? Guy. What's he doing these days? Like, I remember him. His chin strap. First of all, he didn't wear his chin strap correctly. And it always bugged me. Like, what are you doing, dude? And he'd run down like a man on fire and had some good hits, actually, a couple times.
No arms. Just head first.
Yeah. He strikes me as the type of dude who has fun and is off the football field activities, but what do I know?
Here we go. Garrett, outside of Clowney, is there another free agent game changer that could be realistic for the Jets?
Outside of who? What do you say, Clowney and who?
Clowney. I mean, those are the names. Clowney, you know, top pick in the draft, you know, these big names that are out there, like, you know, they look great in the highlight, mm-hmm. You know, when you see, oh, we signed this and that. Who else kind of like, I think in your career, just looking to get on a potential to go get a ring. Those are the guys like Clowney, like Revis when he went to Patriot. Like, just Revis is special, but just guys who have that name. I mean, Odell is one, but I don't want him.
I don't want Odell either. Dobbins. I think Dobbins has the highest ceiling coming up, but he's coming off the injury, obviously. And Bakhtiari's a game changer in my mind. Like, he's not going to be slotted in as a starter, but man, is he important if he's the third tackle. Like, that's... Also, knowing Rodgers inside out, that helps the entire offense. So I think Bakhtiari could be labeled as a game changer.
Think about this. There was a point last year, you know, towards the middle, towards the end, when things got really bad, I'm like, all right, we know who it is on defense. Mosley and Quinn and these guys, it's Sauce. We'll get up in front of the team and speak for the defense and be like, we got to do this. And we're like, there's nobody on the offense. Zach wasn't going to do it. Garrett was young. Who was going to go up there? There was no Mangold or Brick. Think about this now. You got Tyron. You got a guy like Bakhtiari. You get Tyron Smith in front of the crew. If, you know, they have a bad loss or something. People are going to listen.
Yeah.
People are going to listen in the locker room. This changed the whole dynamic of the locker room here with these guys.
Rodgers, to your point, Rodgers and ABT were the only two guys, and they both got injured. Look at this.
Someone says Calais Campbell's available.
Is he really? Calais Campbell's still available?
I don't know if that's true.
He's up there in age. He's a bigger edge, but he could also play inside. I honestly don't know if that's true either. Reeve, let us know. She's all over free agency. Interesting name. He fits the Jets scheme. How much money is he wanting? He's not as productive as he used to be, but solid vet. But look at this, Wayne. Where are they now? John Hall, an article by Jim Gehman, Jim Gehman, G-E-H-M-A-N, August 19th, 2021. Let's see what John Hall's up to. By the way, we got a couple minutes left. Get your last questions and comments in for Wayne before we wrap things up. I don't know where he is right now. It's just a whole article. I got to find it.
Brian Hansel's the punter.
That's right.
That's funny.
He was solid too.
Yeah. I remember the names of these guys.
Sal, okay, making his home in South Florida. Hall has a fiance, Amy, and three children, Brady, Ava, and Hannah. For the past 7 years, he has been a firefighter EMT with the Punta Gorda Fire Department. Oh, my goodness.
Good for John Hall, man. I hope I run into him one day. I run into these guys every blue moon or get DM'd on social media and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid.
Oh, Jericho Cotchery got a head coaching job at a small college.
At a small college? Really?
It's a small school. Yeah. He got a congratulations to him. See it right there.
See, is there news? No news.
The picture right there.
Oh, yeah.
Limestone.
Where the heck is this?
He's the guy. He backed me up. I tried to groom him to take over for me, and he did really well.
He shocked the hell out of me. I wasn't expecting much from him because the first two seasons he didn't play much, and then Mangini comes in and boom, he takes off.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, good. Congrats to Gotchery.
We should. Looks like Hofstra. I thought that Hofstra colors.
It does look like
it's like the logo Hofstra. And everything.
It's the exact after colors.
So all right, like folks. We had some new, a lot of new comments. Obviously, appreciate everybody tuning in, but we'll keep doing this as long as there's moves.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be on all of season. Rate and review us at iTunes. That helps the most. Share this YouTube video, like it, all that good stuff. Check out Jets X Factor, Reefka, Nania, Blewett, Fialco, doing great stuff. And we will catch you next week. Take care.
Take care.